from the incident this morning, an individual was picked up. His name is Dylan Decker. He's currently in Baxter County Jail. His charges, I believe, all criminal attempt to commit murder, residential burglary, and felon in possession of a firearm. He's got a $500,000 bond. Another individual is in police custody and is on his way to Mountain Home Police Department to be interviewed. I anticipate he will have similar charges, but I'm not sure I can release his name until he's been interviewed. With that being said, all the offenders are in custody or in the hospital. The one individual is in a hospital in Springfield, I believe. Then we have Dylan Decker, who is in Baxter County Jail, and another individual that you'll probably see on the jail website within the next hour, hour and a half. He's been transported to the Mountain Home Police Department from Northern Marion County. That will be everybody accounted for that was involved in the incident.
Can you give us an update on the homeowner's condition?
Well, I know he's out of surgery. Has family members with him, and I think he may have some follow-up surgeries tomorrow, but I don't know if they've termed it as stable or anything like that, but he's not in a dire situation like he was earlier.
Were the two individuals, the one in the sheriff's department and the one on his way, are those known to law enforcement in the area?
One is for sure. The other one, I think, is a resident of Marion County, so he may be known over there, but I know Mountain Home PD guys have dealt with the one that's currently in Baxter County Jail previously.
Is the motive known at this time?
Not for sure. I've got a good idea, but not to where I can release it just yet. We'll probably be able to put out some more information tomorrow that will clear a lot of stuff up.
And do you believe that once you release your statement and you have everyone in custody, do you consider this closed at this time?
There's a lot of paperwork to be done, but as far as rounding people up, you know, there's a couple follow-up interviews, but as far as any offenders, yes. Quite a bit of paperwork going on for a few days, but it's just crossing your T's and dotting your I's, making sure everything is done correctly.
How many different law enforcement agencies participated in this investigation?
The primary were Mountain Home Police Department, Arkansas State Police, but I also believe that Clifton Police Department and Marion County Sheriff's Department assisted, as well as Baxter County Sheriff's Department with some of the patrol guys. So I think that's pretty well everybody, but it's from an investigative standpoint, it was Mountain Home PD and Arkansas State Police.